This week on The Marquee, we've got a larger-than-life fairy tale and an extreme birthday party. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, the night before a big medical school exam, two friends take their newly legal friend out for the night he'll never remember in 21 and Over. The film may look a lot like Project X, but perhaps the writers of The Hangover can come up with something a little better.
In Jack the Giant Slayer, Nicholas Holt stars as a mild-mannered farm boy who climbs a massive beanstalk and takes on an army of giants to save a beautiful princess and the rest of the kingdom. Though the impressive cast includes everyone from Stanley Tucci to Ian McShane, the silly-looking giants distract from the fairy tale magic.
Obviously, the last movie was lying because The Last Exorcism 2 is upon us. After surviving the horrific events of the first film, Nell, played by Ashley Bell, is trying to get her life back on track, but the devil has other plans. I can't wait for the next sequel to come out with an even sillier title like The Last Exorcism 3, The Final Chapter.
Well, you may not have heard anything about it, but the underwater thriller Phantom is also hitting theaters this weekend. Ed Harris stars as the captain of a Soviet sub who's sent out on a mysterious mission.
Opening at the Gateway, a glimpse inside the mind of Charles Swan III is the newest film from Roman Coppola. That's right, brother of Sophia, son of Francis Ford. It stars Charlie Sheen, whose life descends into anarchy when his girlfriend leaves him.
Or for December's adventures on a budget, head to Carriage Place this weekend to see Tom Cruise try to play it tough in Jack Reacher, or take the kids to see Monsters, Inc. in 3D. But for my pick this week, I'll root for the underdog. I haven't seen the minimally promoted Phantom, but I'm keeping my fingers crossed that Ed Harris and David Duchovny are better than Jack and his goofy-looking giants.
Surprisingly, I'm going to recommend Jack the Giant Slayer. I didn't love it, but I enjoyed it far more than I thought I would. If you've been looking for something to take the entire family to, you could certainly do a lot worse.
Or if the movie-going options in this first post-Oscar weekend don't interest you, you can always stay home with one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like The Twilight Saga: Breaking Dawn Part 2. In the fifth and hopefully final installment in the teen vampire saga, Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson once again star as brooding teens. While the finale is less sullen and moody than earlier films in the series, it's also more laughable, filled with awkwardness and unintentional humor. It's strangely entertaining, but for all the wrong reasons.
Gerard Butler and surfing enthusiasts can rejoice. Chasing Maverick finally wipes out on DVD and Blu-ray. When a surfer finds a bodacious break near his home, he enlists the help of a radical surfing legend to help him master the waves.
In The Master, Joaquin Phoenix stars as a troubled naval veteran who finds himself in the inner circle of a strange religious movement led by Philip Seymour Hoffman. Though the cast was nominated for 3 Oscars, this heavily buzzed but unsatisfying award season drama went home empty-handed.
The French film Holy Motors peeks into the bizarre life of Mansour Oscar as he acts out stranger and stranger personas all over the course of one evening. He is accompanied by his only companion, an equally mysterious woman that drives him through Paris. But if none of this week's new releases have you searching for your wallet, you can pick up one of the older catalog titles, including the Coen brothers' The Hudsucker Proxy, She-Devil, not the one starring Roseanne, and several BCS Bowl Game Blu-rays.
Well, this week's new Blu-ray releases aren't exactly inspiring. So for my pick this week, I'll choose The Hudsucker Proxy, a classic Coen brothers comedy that's well worth another look.
Talk about slim pickings this week, so I'm going to recommend picking up Argo. It came out last week, but if you still haven't seen this year's Best Picture winner, you might as well break down now and finally see what all the hubbub was all about.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for a return trip to the Land of Oz. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyoutoo.com.
Until next week.
I guess that was your accomplice in The Woodchipper.